Good afternoon. I'm Megan Winslow for Scripps Treasure Coast Newspapers with today's top stories. A judge sentenced a 24-year-old Port Salerno man to life in prison today for the attempted murder of a Martin County Sheriff's deputy. According to sheriff's reports, Darrell Willis Sims shot at Dale Howard with an assault rifle when the officer tried to investigate a traffic violation on May 11, 2006. Howard was injured in his left arm. Despite a jury's conviction, Sims still insists he acted in self-defense and plans to appeal. 50 religious, community, and law enforcement leaders met in Fort Pierce this morning to discuss combating the growing gang population in St. Lucie County. At the meeting, Fort Pierce Police Chief Sean Baldwin outlined the importance of education and mentoring to steer young people away from gangs and gang-related violence. Law enforcement officers believe there are 12 gangs with more than 400 members in the county. More than a dozen murders and hundreds of shootings have been linked to gangs over the past several years. Firefighters in Sebastian tamed a small brush fire today near Pelican Isles Apartments and Main Street. The fire consumed about a quarter acre of brush, but remained about 150 feet away from the nearest apartment building and did not damage any structures. The cause of the fire is under investigation. And St. Lucie County residents can still catch tonight's 6 o'clock meeting at Indian River Community College for discussion on the controversial Lennard Road extension. County engineers will field audience comments and suggestions for the proposed extension, which is expected to slice through a retirement community and cut through a rural section east of US 1. For details on these and other stories, see tomorrow's Scripps Treasure Coast newspapers or log on now to tcpalm.com. For the Stewart News, I'm Megan Winslow.